Chapter 1. Eric. In the water, out of the water. Pain for you, fun for me. I placed my hand over the raised motto printed on the back of my long-sleeved, dark blue instructor shirt from my locker in the Buds compound. Warmth filled my chest as I pulled the shirt over it. Today was going to be epic. It was my first day as a Buds instructor, responsible for training the next generation of frogmen. Only 8 years ago, I'd been a mere tadpole myself. My instructors were such badasses, and now it was my turn to inflict the hurt. After surviving many deployments with SEAL Team 7, I had been graced with this coveted, non-deployable 3-year land duty. 3 years stateside in beautiful Coronado, California, home to the sexiest women in the world. Yep, there were plenty of fish in the sea. Maybe I would finally get over Aria. My buddy Devin walked into the room. With his pretty boy swagger, long blonde hair, steel gray eyes, and movie star smile, there was no doubt that he used to be a world-famous rock star, even though he kept his true identity a fiercely guarded secret. The guys had nicknamed him Skin, because, like Rumpelstiltskin, he would never admit to anyone outside the teams that he had once graced the cover of Rolling Stone shirtless and clad in skin-tight leather pants. He had abandoned his former life as Dax, lead guitarist of Gold Whiskey, the millennium's hottest heavy metal band, to become an operator. I couldn't fathom ever earning that much money and then giving it up. And as much as I loved my job, I struggled to accept the fact that even though I risked my life daily to protect America, on my salary, I would never be able to save enough money to buy a home where I was stationed. Any extra income I made, I sent to my mom. She was proud and humble and would always refuse to accept it, only to eventually give in reluctantly. Ever since my dad had died, she had done her best to provide for my sister, but struggled to make ends meet. I was determined to help them any way I could. Devin's hand brushed his long blonde bangs off his face.
Hey, dude, have you seen the frog princess?
Fuck. Just my fucking luck. My first time as an instructor, and I had to be responsible for the downfall of the teams. Today was the day that Naval Special Warfare would lose all its standards. Despite the team guys' collective protests and pleas, our arguments had failed to convince the high brass of the Navy, who quite frankly didn't know shit, that having a female on the teams was the worst idea imaginable. Fuck political correctness. I was training warriors. I exhaled. Nah, man, I just hope she looks like Demi Moore. Maybe we should assemble a special team just of women, wait until their times of the month sync up, then deploy them. They will lay waste to the enemy. Devin burst into laughter. Damn straight. They could take out ISIS. Ha! Fuck yeah. I fastened my boots, pushed back my sunglasses, and walked around the corner, preparing to meet my class. I gazed out at the midnight blue ocean, barely visible at 0:30. The waves rippled in the distance, and the scent of salt water and sweat lingered in the air. These recruits didn't have a clue what they were about to endure. Let the games begin. As I approached the class, my eyes were immediately drawn to the lone female in the group, as if her presence was a magnet to my cock. The tight brown shirt clung to her breasts, and the green camis hung low on her slender hips. Like a flame, one wisp of her red hair peeked out of her cap. She must have felt my gaze because she raised her eyes to meet mine. Holy fuck. My heart pounded in my chest, and my body shook with fury. No, she didn't look like Demi Moore. She was hotter. Way fucking hotter. She wasn't anything like the type of woman I had thought would have signed up for this torture. She wasn't hardened, mean, nor did she have a chip on her shoulder. I knew this because I knew her. I'd loved her. And she'd left me. Aria stood in front of me, my little mermaid who had swum off in the middle of the night, leaving me heartbroken. She told me she had gone to train. My dumbass thought she'd meant for another shot at the Olympics, but she'd taken on the ultimate challenge. She was here to be the first female Navy SEAL, and I was her instructor. I narrowed my gaze on her, purposefully intimidating her. Her chin dropped, and her eyes blinked rapidly. My annoyance flared. What the fuck was she doing here? When had she been commissioned by the Navy? Was this why she had left me? A tremble took over her body. It could have been from the chill of the early morning, or it could have been from the horror of realizing she had come face to face with the man she had betrayed.